In the last class, Krishna was saying that I will, you know, without hiding anything, I will tell you you know that knowing that nothing else is worth to know. Whatever is worth to know, that will come via that. What I am going to say to you, and then also next one was Manushyanam Sahasres Kaschit Yatat Siddhaye Yat Tamak Siddhanam Kaschin Maam Ved Tattvata. And also he was saying that many thousands of people only some of them kind of reach to fulfillment, to sit, you know, whatever they need to be, you know, they become. And among many of them, only if you know me, inwardly, we can say that, like knowing, being inside me. Like tattvata means tattva is like essence. So
me as I am?
Yeah, you know, and also that doesn't make kind of like as I am, but it's like really not only that. You know, like say, there is one knowledge, like somebody describing about sugar. You know, there is like one knowledge. And then there is another knowledge, like somebody tasting sugar. So even tasting sugar is like relation. Like say, if you have eaten, you know, like more sweeter than what you are eating now, you will not taste sweetness, you know, because of the prior. So even tasting sugar will be like a relationship. And knowing tattvata means like, you know, knowing sugar by being sugar, kind of. Like, you know, that's what he means. Like, you know, only if you know me, you know, not taste of me, not description of me, but being me, like tattvata. And now, certainly, you know, this would have, Arjun is not asking, but certainly, you know, to Arjun, this would have created like a kind of longing or question, you know, how about that, you know, how to know you becoming you. And again, he has to go from like very description from the very kind of, you know, starting where he can catch Arjun like little bit, and then from there we say, Bhumi apo analu vayu kham manu buddhirevcha ahankar itiyam me bhinna prakriti ashtadha. So it's describing like a functioning part of that, and within the functioning part of, he's saying like, you know, five elements, means earth, water, air, fire, and space, all of them, and together with mind, intellect, and ego, like, you know, together with them, like the body happens because of earth, water, fire, air, and space, and also mind, intellect, and ego. Together with them, this body happens, and those can be like eight, like, you know, eight types of five elements plus three, mind, intellect, and ego. Eight like circuits, you know, through which I flow, you know, kind of like I I change me according to them somehow. Like, you know, this is like one thing, if this essence flows through different circuits, these eight circuits, in order to be a body.
When you said this, Krishna is kind of backing up to start again in order to catch,
yeah,
Arjuna, what do you mean?
Catch means like, so that he can understand.
Like, because he got contracted around the idea of how can I experience.
Yeah, like how can I experience? So now he's kind of like starting
from the beginning.
Yeah, from the beginning, like, you know, the eight kind of circuits, you know, through which human body is created. अपरेयम् इति त्वन्याम् प्रकृतिम् विद्धि मे पराम् जीवभूताम् महाबाहो ययेदम् धार्यते जगत्। So saying like, you know, this is the eight kind of circuits are through which I flow in order to like help nature, in order to so that natural laws can work, and like, you know, world can be. But I also flow there, so that natural laws can be, and body and everything can be. Like, it's not separate from me. Like, okay? Like, also, there is a flow like that, through which all natural laws, you know, are empowered. Etat Deo Nin Bhutan Sarvani Iti Upadharai Aham Krishnasya Jagatah Prabhavah Pralayas Tatha. So, like, Krishna is saying, like, whatever you see in the world, everything comes through me. There is nothing which is not, like, which is without me. And also, creation and destruction, you know, that is also, like, because of me, that is also with my flow. Like, everything, like, even destruction, is also because of my flow. Mattah partaram na an kinchit asti dhananjay mai sarvamidam protam sutre manikana. And Krishna said that, like, this thread together with pearls make a garland. Similarly, like, you know, I edge thread, like, you know, thread everywhere, and like edge thread, you know, I will be everywhere. That's what he said to Krishna Arjuna, that as you see thread, you know, in the garland, and generally, like, eyes stop on the garland, doesn't go to thread, generally. So similarly, I am also thread everywhere, but generally, you know, eyes stop outside and I'm not seen. Raso aham api konte prabhasmi sasi Suryev, Pranamah, Sarva Vedesh, Sabda, Khe, Paurusham, Nris. Then Kunti, like saying Arjun, that I am also drinking water. There is satisfaction, there is kind of like say desire to drink water is like, something like somewhere feels like body is thirsty, but somebody is say is very deep, but even one could be very like unconscious and thirst is there, body is not kind of like saying, body is not delivered to body from there. So whatever, behind the body, wherever thirst happens. So what satisfies that, via water? He's saying like I'm also that. Is not water, it probably something. So saying Raso Aham Aps, like I'm also, this juice. In water, which satisfies the thirst, and Prabhasmi Sasi Suryayo, I am also glow of sun and moon, like this, illuminating quality, and Pranava. Sarva Vedesh and thank you. say, language. Like refers a state of flow. Like actually, what is language? Language means like something which can refer a flow in us. And because now we have been using language so much, so generally we don't go to flow. Generally, like there is like what language does these days is like a, it really approaches us in our memory. You know, from that language, there will be a meaning, you know, stored in the memory. So actually, like these days, language is not doing its job, you know. Actually, you know, it is doing is like whatever it is stored, you know, it reaches only there. And what Krishna is saying that, like when, you know, when before creating language, there will be like a kind of flow. And to express that, one kind of language is created. So saying like, I am that flow, you know, which, because of which, you know, like this need for language has come. So I'm like, behind the language, the flow, because of which, like, you know, like people tried to express and like spending time, they have come to language, like a language. So Krishna is saying like, I'm also there.
Yes.
And
may I ask about, ask about language? Do we have any experience of this flow you're talking about that I can relate to so that I can understand?
Like, you know, in meditation, many times when words are silent, like we feel a flow. So, but like, also like in meditation, like, it's there is like, a, you know, because of using language so much, so there is also a flow of language. You know. It's not like every time we feel the flow. And that is what Krishna is saying. So there is also this energy of language, energy of head, and that flow also. So like if also that can be somehow silent, and then, you know, this flow.
This implies a, like what you were saying, a much deeper purpose of language.
Yeah. You know, it's like a, because it's, you know, very much deep, like people felt, you know, that this, like somehow this should be communicated, and there was no way out. So like, I think it took like very long time in order to communicate, and then slowly like we have taken over language, because also we have dictionaries, you know. And of course, like dictionaries, you know what they can do. So we also keep dictionaries in the head. And generally our our touch with language is like, you know, with this, like, with the head. It really never goes deeper than that. So what here Krishna is saying, like if one can allow, like, you know, this to go very, very deep, and flow can be felt. So saying like behind all the language, behind all the knowledge, we can say knowledge of languages, whatever flow is, that flow I am. and sabda khe. And out of blue, you know, if a sound can be, that is also I. Khe means nothing, we can say nothingness, right? If one can hear word, you know, sound, without any without somebody, also that I am. And Paurusham Nrisu. And so say there is a like, you know, generally our life activates around our ideas, like around ideology, you know, idea. And like they are created. So there is no source, like, you know, this ideology, idea, they don't have any source. And like if somebody connecting from the source, and then also ideas can come. So saying like if somebody is connected from me, and in connection, like a way of being happens. So saying like I'm also there. Like through connection, when a way of being happens, so Krishna is saying like I am also that, you know, that because of which, you know, the ideas come.
Going back to language again, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when you're translating and when we are meditating deeply to understand, is that deeper sense of language going on then?
Yeah. So, one more time, this, because this is really kind of like wanting. Raso aham aps, like, that satisfying juice, not tasting juice, you know, also like he tastes the juice, so he's not saying I'm that. Just through which satisfaction comes back. And then glow in sun and moon. And when we say glow, what actually it means, you know, because it's not my kind of direct language, like mother language. So what is glow actually?
Shine.
has the shine.
Huh? Shine.
Radiant, you know, like
radiant
the sun.
Radiant behind, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the aliveness he's saying.
Aliveness, okay, good, good, yeah. So, I was really worried, but kind of guessing, so that's why I
no, I mean, flow is the shine, but it sounds like in general.
Yeah.
Like different ways, saying different ways about the aliveness.
Yeah. And then prarva sarva bebe, like this flow, like behind all the languages, all the my question from musicians, actually, like when you start playing, before playing there is like one kind of, like, you know, one kind of raga, you know, like you keep on playing, you know, that doesn't make much sense to listeners, but to you it makes. And what is that actually? Like before playing, you know, there is like this tinkling kind of, you know, or whatever, like, you know, if you manage playing tabla, you know, it's like tin, like longer time. Also like with this, like
the harps?
Yeah, like, you know, what is actually that?
Tuning?
Yeah, it's tuning, but, you know.
You mean like the piece of music that comes before, or the sounds that come by tuning? No,
like the tuning kind of thing.
Tuning.
You know, like, what is actually tuning, you know?
So it's like,
you mean
it's kind of setting the boundaries within which the piece of music will
like
appear.
Through that, you know, music can come.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
so
this is like, you know, like, you are trying to kind of align.
Yeah.
So that your music can flow. That, you know, is my understanding correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You're using the word pranava, or in the text.
Yeah, pranava. Yeah.
So that usually refers to,
yeah,
and
but,
I would like,
but actually,
you to,
like,
yeah.
But, you know, it, from that, you know, it doesn't really
mean anything.
You know, it, then we go with ideas, like, always.
Right.
But
so I'm interested in the way you've redefined it, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah. So, like, you know, like this, you know, before, like this tuning thing, like, you know, before music, like whatever tuning is, you know, that, what, however we want to say. So, saying like, like, you know, before, like as music comes on this tuning, similarly knowledge comes on that tuning, like if you can say tuning.
I think it's literally setting the tone.
Setting the?
Tone.
Tone, okay. So, like, kind of like, you know, this.
It's the same as what you're saying.
Yeah, like, you know, setting the tone, means, because there you can do, but here probably, you know, this tone is set already, and one really connects to that, and then on top of, like, as here, like, music comes, so similarly, all kind of knowledge, all kind of languages, they come. And sabda ke. probably music of aliveness, no, like this. And Paurusham Nrisu, this connectivity if you probably, you know, a good chai maker kind of thing. Like, you know, if you really have found one, you know, then if you go to that person, he will be talking to you and suddenly putting sugar, like, out of blue, you know, like talking to you and suddenly just puts like little sugar, and then even after like little chai patti kind of. So actually it looks like, you know, it's connected to you, but it's connected to his or her chai, like that connection, which is not disturbed because of your talk. So Krishna is saying, like, you know, I'm also that kind of connectivity, you know, connectivity. Because of which, you know, idea then everything can come. पुण्यो गंधा पृथिव्यां च तेजस सात्म विभावशो जीवनं सर्वभूते तपश्चास्म तपस्विस्. in meditation, you know, many times it's experience that, like you smell a smell, and that is not because of the surroundings, you know, that there is no nothing like that outside, and somewhere, you know, this smell is. So Krishna is saying, like, I'm also that quality of smell, you know, which doesn't belong on flower or anything. And this heating quality of fire and aliveness in all life. And there is, you know, a way of doing good because of recognition. Motivation is recognition. And there are people who are doing good, but, you know, like it never comes to their mind, recognition. You know, it's like where, you know, connected from goodness, which is not because of anything, you know, somehow this connection is found, and then, so Krishna is saying, like, I'm also, like, connection from the goodness, without any, like, you know, I think, you know, you go to shopkeepers and then they will say, you know, I'm here for service. But their service is so that they can make profit. You know, it's reason, like, if they don't make profit, then they don't do this. And then there are, like, people who do good, but if they are recognized, and if you ignore their recognition, they will stop doing it. So this is like another quality where it doesn't matter on any condition. You know, it's like because it somehow one is rooted in goodness, so then of course, you know, this plant keeps on, you know, growing, flowers keeps on coming, but it's because of the connection. And Krishna is saying, like, I'm also there.